Hagmann Report. It is Ted Brower, Dr. Ted Brower with us, healthmasters.com, coupon code Doug5. I'll tell you what, you cannot beat the deal with that, Doug5, coupon code healthmasters.com, Dr. Ted Brower. Also, just want to direct everyone's attention, T.C. Joseph, This Generation series of novels. You gotta get that. Oh, let me tell you, what a great series. This Generation series, Precipice is the first book, Pentecost the second, and Penance the third. I love reading these books. It's faction, I suppose. It's kind of a fact-based fiction novel, series of novels. The best of the best. This Generation series by T.C. Joseph. I want to thank T.C. Joseph for all he does, and as well as Dr. Ted Brower for all he does. Healthmasters.com, Doug5 is the coupon code. Dr. Ted Brower, come on back. Where do you want to go?
Well, Doug, let everybody know again, the coupon code, the Doug5, and we haven't done this in close to a year. It's going to be everything on the website, including the kits for the Doug5. In other words, if it's already 20 or 30% off with a kit, it's another 5% off. So, guys, take advantage of this because it's only going to be available through Sunday night, Monday morning, and that's it. Then it'll go back to the regular Doug5 on everything but kits. So this is going to be an opportunity for you to really be able to save some money, especially if you can get a distiller or something like that. You can save a lot of money with that. But, you know, I want to talk a little bit about how Americans have basically lost the ability to think clearly, Doug. And one of the reasons for this is because, like we mentioned before, is this massive exposure to glyphosate, which has been increased to human now by 500%, to the massive amount of dumbing down because of the fluoride in the water and in the toothpaste, and the massive dumbing down through the mercury injections and all of the problems associated with senile dementia now in the United States. But we've got to realize that people in America are having a very difficult time thinking. I mean, we think about it for a second. We have a country where criminals are being paid $1,000 a month not to shoot people, and the highest paid public employee in more than half of the states is a football coach. Think through that for a second. We have a massive amount of adult websites all over the internet, and about 10% of our college graduates believe that Judge Judy is on the Supreme Court. I mean, I can't even make this stuff up. About 43% of all U.S. high school students knew the Civil War was fought sometime between 1850 and 1900. I mean, only 43%. More than a quarter of all U.S. high school students thought that Christopher Columbus made this famous voyage across the Atlantic Ocean after the year 1750. Approximately a third of all high school students did not know that the Bill of Rights guarantees freedom of speech. Only 60% of all U.S. students knew that World War I was fought sometime between 1900 and 1950. Out of 22 studies that were part of this educational system, we found that Americans were dead last in tech proficiency and dead last in numeracy and math skills. I mean, this is crazy. And only two countries performed worse than us when it came to literacy proficiency. Guys, this is a major problem we're having in the United States, and a lot of it's because of our diet, because of the fluorine, because of the chlorine, and because we have a lot of people who don't realize that we are being programmed by the elite to completely and totally collapse. And that's what they want from the United States. This is Cloward and Piven on steroids, and we have to understand that it's so important that we have to realize that if we don't start doing what we need to do, guys, as far as from a health standpoint and making healthier decisions, we're going to find out really, really quickly how incredibly sick we are. Let's talk about how the Rockefeller Foundation quietly funded the anti-fertility vaccines, and as far as I'm concerned, are behind the Gardasil vaccine, which causes a massive problem with what's called premature ovarian failure in young girls. A lot of girls are actually going into menopause at 12, 13, 14, 15 years old if they don't get incredibly sick from this disease, this drug, and if they don't die from it. The Rockefellers are one of the world's wealthiest families, and they have been the largest financial backer of eugenics and other population control measures, completely and totally funded through the Rothschild banking cartel. The Rockefeller Foundation, that conclusively proved that it funded numerous research projects into the development of anti-fertility vaccines, with the origins in scientific research dating back all the way to 1968, and with the successful research conducted by 1988. There now exist several methods to sterilize both men and women by injection, as well as to terminate pregnancies and or induce spontaneous abortions. Guys, a 500% increase in miscarriages with women who take a flu shot injection. You think that's not planned? Come on, guys, really? I mean, GMOs and all the garbage that we're having in our food supply, Bill Gates has been open about the use of vaccines to reduce the population of the planet. I mean, they're formally tied to the aims of the Rockefeller Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And Bill Gates and David Rockefeller were the leading members of the Billionaires Club that met in secret to discuss how to strengthen measures of population control, particularly in the developing world, through the use of guise of philanthropy. Other notable members include Ted Turner, George Soros, Warren Buffett, and other folks. I mean, guys, the Rockefeller Foundation has developed vaccines for mass-scale fertility reduction. And that's what this whole thing's about. They're messing with us. They're messing with the kids. They're messing with what's going on. The global distribution of the Rockefeller-funded anti-fertility vaccine is coordinated through the World Health Organization in many cases. And, guys, it's so important to realize that we, the people of the United States, are also being experimented on. They don't want patriots to be able to have children. They're trying to bring in all types of other cultures into the United States through cultural warfare into the United States. In fact, right now in California, what is it, Doug? What is it, over 50% of the household in California don't even speak English as their primary language? I mean, this is nuts. And this is what's happening this is what's happening all over the United States right now with this massive free-for-all immigration that Obama was used as a cutout to do, which has really nothing to do with Obama. He was just a figurehead. And we need to realize that it, again, you know, the Sabbatean Kabbalists, the Rothschild banking cartel, the Luciferians that have been doing this. In fact, I heard Russ Dizdar before the show tonight. He was talking about the satanic control of so many of the organizations around the country, and that's exactly what we have going right now. What do you guys think about all this?
No, that's where we're, you know, what more can you say? If people cannot understand what's taking place right now, they're not going to understand. But going back to something you said earlier about the those who think Judge Judy, for example, is on the Supreme Court, it defies credulity, the lack of education, the lack of knowledge, the lack of, and even going back to what you said earlier, the lack of critical thinking, which, you know, this is generations upon multiple generations of educational bankruptcy, and this is deliberate through Common Core and such, you know. So I don't want to paint with too broad of a brush, because I know many very sharp millennials or in that younger age group, but nonetheless, is the consequence of the progressive ideology, is that do we see a generation of morons? And I'm being serious. A generation of morons, intellectually deficient morons. And then you add that the what you were talking about, the health issues on top of that, the vaccinations, the flu shots, the contamination of our food supply. It all works together, and they all become force multipliers when you sit back and think about it.
Well, this is Cloward Piven on steroids. This is what this is. I mean,
I guess I could have just said that rather than doing exactly.
Well, no, this is exactly what they wanted to do. I mean, remember Myron Fagan? He did in fact, I talked about him on one of your shows here a while back, and he's a guy that was back, and he was born in the 1800s. And he really attacked the Hollywood infrastructure back in the 30s because of the communist foothold from what had happened with the massive influx of the communists coming into the United States to take control of Hollywood and the theater in New York. And it's just what he did. He really attacked these guys. He was born in, I think, October of 1887. He died in 1972. And he was an insider guy who talked about what was happening with the communist plot to take over the United States, which had been hatched in the Bolshevik Revolution. And if you guys have never heard this guy, listen to him online. You know, there's some really good articles that he's done, especially talking about the Treaty of Versailles. And he was there. He was at the Treaty of Versailles. He was there in person, and he saw what happened. And he talks about it in his articles. And you say, well, this stuff is really old. It's like 50, 60, 70 years old. Yeah, I know. I know it is. It doesn't make any difference. It's still the truth. And the reality is now, you get a person who's telling the truth from 1930 and 1940, who was the one who really blew the whistle on the communists in Hollywood and some of the leading stars being communists, and you understand who he is. The communist takeover of and let's call it what it is, the Satanist takeover of Hollywood is pretty much totally complete. I mean, now we have the Disney Channel coming out with a show this year that's going to bring an openly homosexual character. This is the Disney Channel into the broadcast. Now, you think through that for a second. Disney was supposed to be the group of people in Hollywood that were going to do clean entertainment for the population and for the masses for generations to come. And now we find out that after they were bought up and bought out, that they do whatever they want to do to whoever they want to do it to. And Sheila Lisinski, it's hard to say her name for me, she did a really good podcast on Disney and what the Disney Corporation's involved with. And you guys, I highly recommend that you listen to Sheila's show on that. It was excellent. And what we have to get is, guys, these people are all part of this communist takeover, this Luciferian network that have come in to destroy the values and the morals of the people, the children in the United States. Remember what Hitler said, if you give me the youth for a generation, I'll change the country. And that's what he did. I mean, he had this youth. He came in the 30s, and he had the Hitler Youth Corps, who actually were some of the top soldiers there at the end, the ones who were 16, 17, 18, 19 years old, in defending the fall of Germany, and he fought them all pretty much right to the death, because he was able to brainwash these kids at a very young age. If you have openly gay characters now on the Disney Channel telling these kids it's okay to be queer, I mean, that's not cool to me, okay? I was born in the 50s. My dad was born in 1901. I'm really hardcore old school about this, guys. And quite frankly, if we don't get to be hardcore old school with our children and stop this mess, it's not going to get any better. I mean, back in the 30s back in the 50s and the 60s, I know if a person wanted to go buy a Playboy magazine, they had to get on their bicycle if they were a kid or whatever and totally embarrass themselves and go down to a convenience store to do all that and basically be stared at by all the adults. Now they just have to pick up their iPhones and start looking at porn whenever they want to look at it on their iPhone or their tablets or their Androids. I mean, I've seen it over and over and over again, and we've allowed this Sabbatean Kabbalist Luciferian group out of Hollywood to come in and totally corrupt the values and the morals of the people in the United States. These are the guys that are pushing the abortions. These are the guys that are pushing, you know, drugs that cause you to be sterilized. These are the guys that are promoting the abuse of, you know, immigration to destroy the very cultural fabric of the United States. I mean, let me read you this article real quick. This is a good article. It's by Professor Kamran. And he has a couple good quotes in here. I want to just share with you. And it says, who really controls the world? Since I entered politics, it's a quote by Woodrow Wilson, I didn't like Woodrow Wilson as far as what he did. But since I entered politics, I have chiefly had men's views confided to me privately. Some of the biggest men of the United States in the field of commerce and manufacture are afraid of something. There's a power somewhere so organized and so subtle, so watchful. These are this druidic group who so watchful, who interlock so complete, so pervasive that they better not speak above other breath when they speak in condemnation of it. The advent of the Industrial Revolution and the invention of a banking system based on usury and scientific and technological advancements during the past three centuries have had three major consequences. These have made the incredible concentration of wealth in the hands of few people, have led to the construction of increasingly deadly weapons, culminating in weapons of mass destruction and biologicals, and have made it possible to mold the minds of vast populations by application of scientific techniques. We've talked about this in detail with what happened, you know, with this educational system coming out of Europe, and they're changing everybody's their lives. Winston Churchill, by the way, who was a druid, he was a Satanist also, was eventually bored by it all. If you don't believe he was a druid, because the last time I said that on y'all's show, Doug, I got hammered by some guy out of England. Go to Winston Churchill's own Wikipedia page, and it says he was a member of the druid group. He was a druid. Okay, from the days of Spartacus, this is what Churchill said, from the days of Spartacus, Weishaupt, to those of Karl Marx, to those of Trotsky, Bela Kun, Rosa Luxemburg, and Emma Goldman, this worldwide conspiracy for the overthrow of civilization and the reconstitution of society on the basis of arrested development, of envious malevolence, and impossible equality has been steadily growing. It played a definitely recognizable role in the tragedy of the French Revolution, and it has been the mainstream of every subversive movement during the 19th century, and now at last, this band of extraordinary personalities from the underworld of the great cities of Europe and America have gripped the Russian people by the hair of their heads and have become practically the undisputed masters of that enormous empire. He wrote that back around 1920. And then, of course, we have the JFK speech in which he talked about the open society. Now, this author goes on to say, the interlocking structure of elite control. If you want to read this whole article, you can. It's called Who Really Controls the World by Professor K-A-M-R-A-N. And here's what he says in his next sentence. He goes, in his book, Big Oil and Their Bankers of the Persian Gulf, The Four Horsemen, Eight Families, and Their Global Intelligence, Narcotics, and Terror Network. This is the mafia, basically, and the Sabbateans. Dean Henderson states, my queries to bank regulatory agencies regarding stock ownership in the top 25 U.S. bank holding companies were given Freedom of Information Act status. Are you believing this? Before being denied on national security grounds. He couldn't get information on it. This is ironic since many of the bank stockholders reside in Europe. This is on the face of it quite astonishing, but it goes to show the U.S. government works not for the people, but for the elite. This shows the secrecy is paramount to the elite affairs. He goes on to say, the four horsemen of the banking apocalypse, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo, own the four horsemen of oil. This is all by Sabbatean control. Exxon Mobil, Royal Dutch Shell, Amoco, and Chevron Texaco, in tandem with other European and old money behemoths. Their monopoly over the global economy does not end with the edge of the oil patch. According to a company 10K filing to the SEC, the four horsemen of the banking cartels are among the top 10 stockholders in virtually every Fortune 500 corporation. I mean, this is absolutely nuts when you realize who these guys are and what they've done. And now they're doing exactly what they've done to Germany in the Weimar Republic in the 20s, Doug and Joe. They have trillions and trillions of dollars that they refuse to acknowledge where the money went. They refuse. They won't tell us where the money went. And what we now know is that these guys are buying up the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ in record amounts, pushing the value of the stocks through the roof. This is exactly what they did in the Weimar Republic. And at the end, they collapsed the currency in Germany, and they had to issue new money. And when they did that, they came out of the other side owning all of the industry and all of the primary corporations in Europe. This is what they're doing again to the United States. They're extracting the final amount of wealth they can, and all they have to do at the end, Doug and Joe, is to start shorting the stock and selling their shares and then buying it back at reduced prices and making huge amounts, more trillions of dollars, in the shorting of the stock as the market collapses. What do you guys think?
Well, we see the stock market at, you know, the highest levels ever, and many economists that we interview also all agree that there is some kind of, not so much as a collapse, which is very possible, but a correction coming where you will see anywhere from 10 to 25% decrease in the price of stock markets, and then you will see immediately the people who were involved in knowing that was going to happen buying up those stocks as they hit the lows before it goes back up. But these manipulations of nations' currencies by international central bankers has been a problem that this country's been dealing with since its inception, and it's one of the main things the founding fathers have warned us about the power of central banks. And you know, here we are 240 some years after the founding of this country, we're in the very same danger that we were told not to be in, and it is catastrophic what could happen if these people wanted to create a crisis, or when they want to create a crisis, it will be catastrophic.
Well, back in 1929, they did the same thing. When they took over the M1 money supply and the banking system back in 1913, they really pushed the currency, did a lot of loans, started loaning a lot of people money to basically go long on the stock market. And what they did is, in 1929, they told their top globalist families that they were fixing to short the market and contract the M1 money supply and pull money out of circulation, which is exactly what they did. And then there was a huge transference of wealth since the first time our country was founded, with family farms and family homes and family businesses back in 1929, when these guys came in and seized a bunch of the assets in the United States. That's how they started in 1929. It was their incredibly tight money policy. The problem happens is this, guys, and I've talked about this before and I want to mention it again. If you have debt being created as the way the currency gets increased, and you don't have the currency going into circulation, there's never enough currency to pay off the debt. Let me give you an example. If I wanted to buy the island of Grenada, and I went to somebody who was very wealthy, and they said, well, we're going to go ahead and help you buy the island, and we'll even loan you $10 billion. You know, we're going to set up a Federal Reserve Bank for Grenada, and we're going to loan you $10 billion at 7.2%, and it won't be due for 10 years. Now, the rule of 72 says that money will double itself within 10 years, which means it won't be $10 billion. It'll be $10 billion, which was the original loan, plus another $10 billion in interest. Well, 10 years rolls around, and they come back and they say, okay, you owe us $10 billion in interest. The problem is they never printed the $10 billion in interest. It didn't go into circulation. It was created as debt. So no matter what I do, I can never pay back the money. It's impossible because it doesn't exist. This is what they did in 1929, Joe, when they massively increased the M1 through debt and didn't have the actual currency in circulation. What ended up happening is when they contracted the actual M1 or dollars in circulation, there was a giant contraction of the money in circulation. So people started going back to silver and back to gold. And they started saying, the heck with this, we're going to go back and start using silver and gold because at least we have access to that. And that's why in 1933, FDR, the big communist, decided to go ahead and make holding gold illegal and funded the money for the Exchange Stability Fund in 1934, which was the allowing the Federal Reserve Bank to come in through the Rothschild banking cartel and control the U.S. Treasury in 1934. And they used the gold to basically fund all of that. And then they went in later in the 40s and started using the Exchange Stability Fund to transfer a lot of the wealth coming in from the drug sales to fund the CIA and these other organizations. And this, again, is the information that Kennedy knew about. And this is one of the primary things that Trump doesn't want us to know. And I told everybody, like I said at the beginning of the show, Trump will never allow the CIA to get thrown under the bus with the release of this information. He's not going to do that simply because he doesn't want to die, and he's been told what to do because now we know that he's pretty much being controlled because of his cabinet and the people in charge. They've done like a military coup of the White House, and he's doing the best he can just to swim in a cesspool full of sharks and great whites and not get eaten alive. Now, one other thing. Let's talk about the satanic mafia and their cartels and what they've been involved with and who they are. What we have to realize is we have the money cartel. This is the Federal Reserve Bank that we're talking about. This is a fraudulent, illegal, unconstitutional system that prints fake money and debt notes instead of real gold or silver certificates. We have the energy cartel, also known as the petrol cartel, which has provided the linchpin of the U.S. petrodollar. The knowledge cartel. This is the U.S. educational system, and this is what Doug talked about earlier in the show and how bad it's gotten. This includes public schools, private and public university. Rigid controls have been imposed which prevent free thought and investigation or teaching about certain subjects like the Federal Reserve System or all of the secretly run illegal, unconstitutional practices of the establishment hierarchy. Let me make a point here. When I was in the MBA program getting my master's degree at Florida State University, they talked to us about the banking system. They never talked to us about the Federal Reserve Bank and how it was founded in 1913. They never went into detail about fiat currency or the M1 money supply and how it was an actual description of how much money was in circulation, that other money was all debt-based. They never explained any of that, so that's exactly right. We also have the military and intel cartel, which has served as the world's policemen. I mean, we have like troops in like all but like two or three African countries. I mean, it's crazy. World's policemen and unused American soldiers as disposable cannon fodder, as Henry Kissinger so pointed out to us. This itself is one of the most sinister crimes against America, and it is a well-planned attempt to destroy men and prevent them from defending the American from this final solution and the final revenge ever having left England. Okay, because they really are mad about the fact that we left England. The judiciary, corrections, and the police cartel, which is used to run the interference and cover-ups for the establishment hierarchy. This is really important that you get this, guys. A lot of the juries, not the juries, but the judges, have been basically messed up in the United States, and a lot of that was done back in the 90s through Newt Gingrich and a lot of these guys. And we have to understand that these judges have been compromised in many cases. Then we have the big medicine cartel, which I've been having to deal with now for almost 40 years. This controls the medical schools, all medical, dental, all nursing programs, the CDC, the FDC, and all U.S. government health policies. Like all other establishment hierarchy cartels, it serves the hierarchy's needs and serves up limited truth on all health problems and is oriented to making people sick in order to gain maximum profits and control of the masses by weakening them and asset stripping them and turning them into victims. Then we have the big pharma cartel. Remember, these are all controlled through, through this banking cartel. This cartel has been designed to work closely with the medicine cartel. This is the big pharma, in a symbiotic arrangement where each feeds the other and increases business for the other. This is a sinister result of what would be a good asset to the Americans has turned bad, becoming a tool to gain major profits at the expense of health and the financial well-being of Americans. Then we have the agricultural cartel, which you can see like through Monsanto. This cartel has been created by, remember guys, Monsanto was originally part of the IG Farben group out of Nazi Germany. This cartel has been created by infiltrating and hijacking corporations that buy, broker, and process grains and seeds to become this huge conglomerate. Then we have the mass major media cartel. This is best described as the controlled major media cartel. It uses the American intel to basically vet every single story carried by the six networks, which actually function as a virtual and illegal monopoly. By the way, this is something that you guys need to understand, that the media is controlled in this country by these same groups. This group is a major investment house that claims to be the vanguard of progressive instruments. Then we have the entertainment cartel, again, also controlled. We talked about that in depth. By the communists and these Satan groups. We've seen this with Weinstein now, what's happened with him. This is based on the sophisticated mind control served by Hollywood and the television networks and movie theaters. It controls the culture, the values, and the mores of the American group mind and keeps the mass sedated and sated. When folks experience frequent shoot 'em up action scenarios sitting in front of a large screen, it sedates their expectations and exhausts their motivation to fully change society for the better. You see this with this constant rehashing of all these action adventures movies. You know, you have the Avengers 1, Avenger 2s, Avenger 3s, Avenger 4s, Avenger 5s. It never stops. Then we have the bread and circuses cartel. This is the big sports. This is designed to keep the masses appeased so they don't have time to become concerned about how the establishment is ripping them off on every level or the inclination to be motivated to stop them from doing so. This is so important. This one we just saw fully exposed with the NFL when these guys decided to start sitting down during the national anthem and kneeling, and we now have realized how much power they have over us. Now, I'm going to say one of the things that make a lot of people upset. We also have the religious cartel. This has been infiltrated and hijacked in almost every major religion of the earth. I mean, this includes the Vatican and Catholics, the current way it's being done. This illegal, unconstitutional 501(c)(3) tax-exempt status regulation for churches has kept them in line and restricted them from getting involved in politics. Now, I'm going to say one other thing. We no longer have churches, Doug and Joe, that are preaching repentance in most cases. Almost every mainstream denomination now has done the name it, claim it, blab it, grab it model, in which they don't talk about being born again. They don't talk about basically not breaking the Ten Commandments. They certainly don't ever talk about hell. Most churches now have taken the crosses out of their sanctuaries, and they no longer talk about the crucifixion of Christ. They've removed, many of them, any thought or talk about the blood of Jesus from their hymnals to try to bring as many people as they can to get more giving units into the organization to allow the pastor, in many cases, who owns the 501(c) corporation, to amass a fortune, have private jets, private yachts. Guys, I've been involved with a lot of these guys, and I could name names, but I'm not going to do it. But I've seen so much corruption behind the scenes in some of these major TV ministries, it would blow your mind. I've seen what I thought was murder. I've seen drug running. I've seen prostitution. I've seen so much homosexuality would make you want to throw up. I've seen alcoholism. I've seen adultery. I've seen it all. And I'm talking top Christian ministries on TV right now. If I named names, because I know this stuff personally, I'm not going to do it, it would blow your mind. And I'm going to say something to you very, very clearly. Coach Dave Dobemeyer, Rush Dizdar, and the ministries they have, and people that you know who are, you know, on alternative radio, if they have TV and radio ministries or whatever on top of that, and they're telling you the truth, support those organizations. And better yet, support your local church. Get involved in a church that's a God-fearing, Bible-based church that preaches the unfettered Word of God and the truth of what the Bible says. Understand that if we don't go back to that, Doug and Joe, if we don't start going back to what we know as Christians to do, what's going to end up happening is this country as we know it, the United States, it will probably not even exist within 50 years, and it'll be a complete and total breakdown of our societal values to a point where every thought of every man will be evil all of the time, as it was in Genesis in chapter 6. Guys, this is what this whole thing's about, to bring about as much corruption and destruction on the planet as they possibly can to resurrect their serpent god. These guys are all about sacrifices. They're all about druidic worship. They're all about doing all the horrible things that nobody wants to talk about, including abortions, which is a form of sacrifice as far as I'm concerned, druidic sacrifice, which Baal and Moloch required of their followers in the Old Testament. Guys, it's so important that we understand that the Christian churches have been compromised in most cases, and there's 20% of the people in those churches that want to learn more about what the Bible says, but they're never allowed to do so unless they do it on their own because the pastors are too busy doing the name it, claim it, blab it, grab it stuff. And I can tell you one major ministry right now, I'm not going to mention any names, and the wife of that pastor, actually her father was one of Wernher von Braun scientists that came over, but I'm going to stop there and not say anything else. The secret society cartel, this is a crazy one. This has been everywhere. This is the upper levels of the Masonic lodges. I mean, this is the stuff that they're doing as far as the skull and bones, all of this stuff. This is some crazy stuff. And then we have the government and political cartel. This involves a coordinated system that controls all the government in America, local, state, federal, various manipulations. By the way, the Masonic lodges are heavily involved in this. Various manipulations are used to bring conformity to the wishes and the edicts of the established hierarchy, such as political favors, bribery, human compromise, even harassment, threats and assassinations, and to disguise medical illnesses. The arms cartel. This is one of the biggest money makers for the wealthy Rothschild families that own large blocks of stock in these defense contractors, especially those with no-bid contracts, which are also involved in kidnapping and human trafficking and organ trafficking and drug trafficking. War is extremely profitable for these banks and these families, and that's why this hierarchy pulls so many strings to hire mercenaries to conduct Gladio-style inside job false flag attacks in order to start illegal, unconstitutional, unprovoked, undeclared, unwinnable, perpetual foreign wars and make the people in ISIS the boogeyman. We have terrorists, the boogeyman that we can never win. And then we have the narcotics cartel, which ties directly in with the CIA and the military. This is the most lucrative cartel in America. This is the money cartel's basically fountain of money. Retired DEA officials have privately spoken out and claimed that most of the large Wall Street banks would go under in less than a month if they did not have international drug trafficking, especially into America. So, guys, what do you think about the conclusions of this, and what do you think about what I just said?
Yep. Summarized nicely.
Ted, I want to say this. You know, when you talk about the Christian church, when we look at what the Bible says and tells Christians how to live, the American system, I said this on my daily show today, the American system of government, our constitutional republic, is the closest thing to what the Bible tells Christians how to live. And it also states in our Constitution that the rights are given to us by God, not by government. There has been no nation as free as America has in history, but we have gone so far away from that, including in the churches, that if we do last another 50 years, as you said, it will be a miracle.
Well, and everything, man messes up everything, I guess. The further away we get from the Bible, the more polluted and convoluted everything is. The further away we get from the Constitution, the more our nation is convoluted and polluted by stinking thinking and lawlessness, I suppose. So really, that's it. Yeah, and you summed that up very nicely.
Well, that was an article that had been written. Part of it was, and I put a bunch of my own stuff into it, and it said what you need to know about the Khazarian satanic mafia and their all-powerful cartels, and it didn't have a name of an author on there, so I didn't give it credit, but I want to give the article credit, and I added a bunch of stuff to it. But the thing about this is, guys, is that if we don't understand that these cartels and these secret societies these globalist families who control the Federal Reserve Bank, et cetera, if we don't understand that this is what their end game is, then we're going to be caught up in the middle of this stuff. And for you guys that are listening, who have just started listening to alternative news, the last 15, 20 minutes of what I just covered is a really good synopsis of what's really happening globally. And also understand this. Back in 2000, there were 8 countries without a Rothschild-controlled central bank. They were Afghanistan, Iraq, Sudan, Libya, Cuba, North Korea, Iran, and Syria. We already know what's happened to Afghanistan. We already know what's happened to Iraq. We already know what's happened to Sudan. We already know what's happened to Libya. We also know what's about to happen to North Korea and what's about to happen to Iran and what happened to Syria. I mean, this is what these guys want. They can't bring in a new world order and a one world currency with having central banks that don't using their digital currency. They're going to use the Bitcoin model, as far as I'm concerned, to bring in a one world order with digital currency, which is the Bible says they're going to do. By 2003, we only had Sudan, Libya, Cuba, North Korea, and Iran and Syria left. And now by 2017, we only have Cuba, North Korea, Iran, and Syria left without a Rothschild-controlled central bank. Guys, these guys are so angry they haven't been able to get their new world order online yet because of these folks in these other countries have decided that they don't want to play this game with them. And so, guys, it's so important that you understand that this is the path to total dictatorship these guys have chosen to do. But the truth of the matter is, because of alternative news and alternative news stories and shows like my show and Hodge's show and your show and Sheila's show and Rush Dizdar's show, these guys are being exposed left and right, Doug and Joe. In fact, I talked about this on my show today, which will air immediately after this show tonight with you guys. My show airs every night after the Hagman & Hagman report on Global Star. I talked about if you don't have people who are on shows and talk shows allowed to talk about what's happening with all of these guys that are doing this, you really need to consider the source of the alternative news. Because, guys, a lot of people out there in alternative news, and I'm not going to name any names, they're not giving you the entire facts. They're not giving you the entire story of what's happening and who these guys are. Because a lot of folks, they don't want to bring Christianity into it at all. A lot of the alternative news talk show hosts are not Christians. And they don't want to bring Christianity into what's happening as far as the news. I've had so many people contact me from other countries who love our show, but they're angry because I talk about Yeshua and Jesus and Yahweh, which is God, on a regular basis. And I explain to them, if you don't understand what this Druidic worship is, if you don't understand who these Sabbateans are, if you don't understand who these Luciferians are, if you don't understand that this has been going on since Genesis chapter 6, if you don't get that, you can't understand what's happening right now and why these guys are so quote-unquote hell-bent to create that reality again in which every thought of every man was evil all the time. That's their long-term goal, and they're also doing their best to do human sacrifices to feed these demonic entities, including abortion, these record numbers, and all of these missing children that you never hear anything else about, who never show up when they're 21 or 25 years old. They just disappear and they're gone. Doug, you know more about that than I do. What do you think?
Well, it's a fact. It's a fact in the story. Anyone who... About the missing children, just because we had a show this week devoted to that. We had in studio guests. Look, the missing children, the exploited children, the abused children. It overlaps with the Hollywood entertainment. It overlaps with the black ops in government.
And, that's right.
You know, there's a Ho Chi Minh trail, so to speak, of children, drugs. Oil, the currency of the globalists,
and
all of them.
Organizations who front to be advocates of children. We see in Kansas there is a case where 70 kids who were taken out of homes by CPS people are missing, and there are these times of year, we always see increased reports of missing women, whether they're children or adults. And it's a very real problem. And we just saw the huge bust, the human sex trafficking ring that was busted, an international ring by the FBI, where I believe it was 124 people were arrested. Over 74 children were freed. One was 3 months old, I think, the youngest. And it stemmed to Canada, to Myrtle Beach, and other areas of the U.S. It's a very serious and real problem.
No, it is. In fact, we got to remember, I mean, we've had... almost 60 million American babies have been slaughtered in these sacrificial ceremonies that they do, they call abortion. I mean, this is absolutely awful what's happened. I mean, the number of American babies killed by abortion each year is roughly equal to the number of U.S. military deaths that have occurred in all of the wars that the United States has ever been involved in combined. I mean, this is some crazy stuff. And this abortion stuff needs to come to a screeching halt, but this is part of their Luciferian worship. Some abortion clinics have been caught selling aborted baby parts, which we know that now. Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger once said the following: the most merciful thing that a family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. This is the one that Hillary Clinton thought so highly of and got the Margaret Sanger Award. I mean, the number of sexual assaults in the U.S. military is all-time high. The majority of them are male-on-male, but believe it or not. And during 2012, more than 85,000 military veterans were formally treated for sexual abuse that he had suffered while serving in the U.S. military. This is nuts. The number of active members in the U.S. military that kill themselves each year now exceeds the number that are dying on the battlefield. And this list goes on and on and on. I know we had a lady that was basically interviewed a few years ago. I believe her name was Kate. I forgot her last name. And she says that the homosexuality in the United States Air Force is running rampant. Her husband was a full-bird colonel, and she goes into detail on what happened. You guys remember her name? I don't remember it right now. This article was done. No. I'll look it up in a minute. I'll look it up. I'll find it in a second.
You had both Joe and I looking at each other like, no, we don't know.
I'll find it in a second. When we go to break, I'll pull it up on the computer. I don't want to stop doing it. But remember, guys, this path to total dictatorship is America's shadow government. And the silent coup that is done, you know, starting with the 1913, with the Federal Reserve Act, and then completely just coming to a head there, and with the assassination of John F. Kennedy. I mean, it's a corporatized, militarized, entrenched bureaucracy that is now fully operational and staffed by unelected officials who are, in essence, running the country. This is why Trump has had such a difficult time in getting anything done. This shadow government represents the hidden face of the government that has no respect for the freedom of its citizens. The first shadow government, referred to as the continuity of government, is made up of unelected officials who have been appointed to run the government in the event of a catastrophe. This continuity of government is a phantom menace waiting for the right circumstances or a terrorist attack. This is what happened with Operation Valkyrie with Hitler. When they tried to kill Hitler, they tried to implement Operation Valkyrie to allow this shadow government to take over the Third Reich, which, if Hitler had died, it sure would have saved a lot of people's lives. Yet, it is the second shadow government, also referred to as the deep state, that poses the greater threat to freedom right now, comprised of unelected government bureaucrats, corporations, contractors, paper pushers, and button pushers who are actually calling the shots behind the scenes, primarily through the satanic banking cartel. I mean, it's the militarized police that have joined forces with the state and local law enforcement agencies to establish themselves into a standing army. I mean, this is crazy. It's the military empire with its private contractors and defense industry that is bankrupting the nation. It's the private sector with its 854,000 contract personnel with top secret clearance. I mean, this is absolutely crazy what's going on the path to total dictatorship. This is an article by John Whitehead. It's called The Path to Total Dictatorship, American Shadow Government, and its Silent Coup. Well, guys, it wasn't really very silent. It's been pretty loud for those of us who've been awake through the whole thing. And I remember back in the 80s and the 90s, Doug, I had a guy, his name was Kevin Jordan. And he sent me some of the newsletters that were being put out back in the 80s about what was going on with the shadow government, who was really running the country, etc. This is back when I was in my 30s. And I'll never forget, I finally called him up and I said, Kevin, I don't want to hear about this stuff. I said, it's too depressing. I don't want to be involved in dealing with any of this stuff because, quite frankly, I'm in the middle of my career. I don't have time to take out of my busy schedule to look at this stuff. And I don't want you to send me these newsletters anymore. So he quit sending them to me. And then finally, I didn't really get awakened again until a few years after 9/11, Doug and Joe, when I actually saw that one of the articles that was online that talked about 9/11 Mysteries, that movie that was done. Of course, Loose Change is another good one. And I watched that in its entirety, and I thought, wait a minute, guys, this is several years after 9/11. I thought, this is complete and total nuts. What's happened here? I mean, why did I not know there was a Building 7? And that was kind of my epiphany, Doug and Joe, that made me realize that I had to do something as far as learning more about this and trying to tell my friends about this. Because quite frankly, back in the 90s, if I had found this stuff out or I had known this stuff, when I was on the seminar circuit with President Bush, with Barbara Bush, with Colin Powell, with General Schwarzkopf, with Bill Cosby and all the rest of those guys, with Henry Kissinger, they would have thrown me off the seminar circuit so fast because I'd have been asking these guys these questions about what really happened with the CIA and the Kennedy assassination, what really happened with Kissinger, who this Kissinger, this mass murderer is, and all of these different things, which would have immediately had me drummed out of the seminar circuit. And so, guys, it's so important that we all follow our own path as far as this, how would you say, this path of knowledge that we have to learn on our own. So if you're new to the show tonight, please, this isn't a bunch of crazy stuff that we're telling you guys. This is stuff that we've done research on for many, many years now. I've read hundreds of books, thousands and thousands of articles, and we do our own talk show every single day, which we vet literally, and some days, hundreds of articles. In fact, Doug, you know, you do your own show every day. It takes so much time, hours every day, just in preparation to do a show, to make sure you can vet the articles, to make sure that the actual news that you're reporting on is accurate. And so
3 to 1. That's 3 to 1. I mean, 3 hours every hour.
No, me too. Me too, bud. That's exactly right. In fact, I remember Joyce Riley, I was spending, 3 to 5 hours. I was getting her show started from like 8 to 11 every day. And I did that show for like 5 or 6 months with her back, you know, about 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And I remember I would literally get up at 5 o'clock, 5:30 every morning. And plus I would work until late midnight sometimes researching articles to do the show for the first hour by myself because it was all news. And she had a lot of news articles that I didn't like, so I had to pull my own news articles up. And I told her one time how much time I was taking to do it. She kind of laughed at me. And I said, Joyce, I said, if I'm going to do this for you or for myself or for anyone, I'm going to make sure that what I'm going to talk about is as best vetted to my abilities as I can possibly do it, because quite frankly, I don't want to be out there telling people stuff that's not information correct. And so it was one of those things. Now, Joyce is dead now. May she rest in peace. But the reality is this. If we don't take time to prepare for these shows. Doug, I worked on this show all afternoon today because I knew that I had the opportunity right now to talk to a very large group of people, and I wanted to have the ability to talk to these people in a way that was going to be coherent and laid out. That's why I've got all my notes laid out right now. That's why the first hour was on nutrition and health, and now we've continued to do the rest of these on what's really happening with the globalists and the basically the eugenics protocol that they're so entrenched in, Doug and Joe. I think her name was Kay Griggs, by the way. Kay Griggs, she was a military wife. Her husband was a full bird colonel, but I'll verify that. She did like a 3 or 4 hour interview. You can get it in chunks on YouTube. And she goes into detail on the homosexual involvement of the United States military, especially the United States Air Force, with these young recruits and the people who they were involved in. But, you know, we have hundreds of thousands of men who have been sexually abused in the military. Come on, guys. There's something we need to do about all of this junk. What do you think, Dr. Joe?
Yeah, exactly. And I think you're right on Kay Griggs. I can picture that. I've seen the series, but you're right. Yeah, and you know that this...
And we got an email, too, saying that, yes, Kay Griggs is correct.
All right.
So thank you.
But yeah, the epidemic that you're talking about, the moral depravity, it's at epidemic proportions, and that's, you can trace that right back to, and I hate to kind of drift off here, but you start legitimizing behavioral traits such as homosexuality, which is
that's
a behavioral
fine.
Trait. It's not, I was not born that way. All right, the taking God out of the schools and classrooms, no matter how much right-wing watch objects. And truth becomes hate speech to those who hate the truth. And so you're 100% accurate.
And we played a clip on our Daily Show that we used to play on the Hagman Report back in the day, Paul Harvey from 1964, I believe. It's called If I Were the Devil, where he talks just about that. He says, if I were the devil, I would take the Bible out of the courthouses and then out of the schools, and he goes on to basically describe the situation in which we see today with the moral bankruptcy and decay that we've seen over the years.
No, that's exactly right. In fact, if you haven't heard that particular clip by Paul Harvey, you really need to hear it. I do Paul Harvey, by the way, guys. I spent a lot of time with him. I probably did 20 or 30 seminars with him back in the 90s, and I can honestly say to you, he is one of the finest men I've ever met on the seminar circuit, and he was incredible. I mean, he was a great communicator, and his voice was so good, and he was a Canadian, but I tell you what though, guys, he'd really get your attention. He had a huge, huge, huge audience that basically I don't think has ever been replaced as far as the ability of somebody else to come in and hold that group, because remember, Paul Harvey was old. I mean, he was in his 80s when he died, And he was born way back in the early 1900s. And quite frankly, that old school mentality is what we have to go back to. It's like my dad being born in 1901 in Iowa. I mean, I've got multiple brothers. Like, my brothers are in their 80s. My sister's in her 80s. My older, from his first family, from his first wife. And I'm 62 and my sister's 63. And what's interesting about all of this stuff is that, you know, it's that old school, hardcore nationalism. We're Americans and we better act the right way that we were raised with because we had older parents. And guys, I tremble to think of what's going to happen when the snowflake generation, now these teenagers who are scared to say anything that's not politically correct, when they're in charge and how easily they're going to be manipulated by this mass media that they're so entrenched in with all of their iPhones and all the stuff they're involved in as far as the internet. What do you guys think about that?
I don't know, Ted.
No. Look. What we're spreading here in its totality, the message in its totality, I believe, is awareness. I know this is going to kind of seem like a step back, but I would urge everyone to look at the bigger picture here and what we're talking about. Whether it's from the first hour or the second hour, look at the bigger picture because everything you're saying here, it's all interrelated. And I know that seems kind of like a non sequitur, perhaps, but it's really not. Just keep on going, my brother. I mean, this is fabulous. We've got about 5 minutes before the top of the hour break, so continue forward.
Well, you know, one more thing, and I'm very careful not to do this very often on the show, but, you know, we have the Doug 5 coupon that's available right now, and it's 5% off everything on the website, including the kits, which some of them are already 20, 30, and 35% off the retail prices. This 5% on everything. This Doug 5 kit, everything, is only going to be good through probably Monday morning at around 9 o'clock, maybe 10 o'clock, because a lot of people like to call those orders in who don't have internet access. So we'll go ahead and make it available for that. After that, it closes back down to just Doug 5, but it won't have any kits involved in it. So, guys, thank you, by the way, for supporting Health Masters. Thank you for supporting the Hagman Show. Thank you for going to the page there on the Hagman, you know, website where you can actually donate money to the Hagmans. And realize, guys, if everybody supports alternative radio and alternative, you know, TV, we'll have the ability to make changes for decades, if not, you know, 50, 60 years until they decide to come in and shut us all down, which is, you know, by the way, guys, they yanked my YouTube account, my YouTube videos on my show. They closed almost every single video we had down. They left me about two or three up, and I went ahead and closed my YouTube because I wasn't going to play that game with them because we're still on iTunes and we have huge listenership on iTunes. But I'll be reopening that hopefully within the next year, and I'll try to figure out some other way not to have them completely and totally censor the show. So, guys, it's so important that we all understand together that, you know, we're in this together, that if we don't support one another and support the Hagman Show and support Dave Hodges, support Sheila, support all of the folks that are out there, Steve Quayle, all the rest of us, it's going to be one of those things that, you know, we won't have the ability to pay the bills to continue to do what we do. So thank you so much, like Doug said earlier, for getting your multiple vitamins from me or getting your B-complex or getting your stress program from, you know, on the website or the healthy blood sugar protocol or the healthy cardiovascular profile. Because, guys, if we don't have the ability to do that, to fund our own operations, we simply can't do what we do. So please go to the Hagman webpage and donate money to Doug. If everybody listening tonight just gave $1 or $5 or $10, it would completely, totally change the cash flow restrictions that Doug and Joe are under. And do that recurring thing with Doug and basically in the Hagman protocol and give $1 or $5 or $10 or $100 or whatever you can afford every single month, because that'll allow them to continue to expand their broadcast and continue to get a larger and larger audience globally. What do you guys think?
Yeah. But yeah, plus, you know, your products, and thank you for doing that, because the majority of what we do, we rely on the support of our listeners. And, you know, you invest in us, we invest in you, providing you the information. And it's the same way with your operation as well. If you purchase a superior product, by the way, via Health Masters, and you are getting a superior product, you're helping everyone. And that's in the alternative media, which is actually the honest media, the new media. That's what we need to do, is we need to support everyone. We need to stick together, not frag our brothers attempting to spread the truth. So yes, very well stated. And indeed, you know, and I can attest, by the way, just to kind of go off a little bit here, I can attest to the effects that I've had from your products. Kind of, not that you need my endorsement or anyone's endorsement for your products, but I'll tell you something. Taking your products, what a difference. So, it's kind of a twofer. You get a great product and you support Ted, you support us, you support the entirety, basically, of the alternative or the new honest media. So, you said it very well, just kind of wrapping it together here. It's an exceptional way, without just simply begging for money. So that's good, Ted.
And we have to stick together. And, you know, last night was a great example of what the power of a citizen journalism can do. We had Laura Loomer on to talk about the progress she's made and in the Las Vegas investigation. And she described how everything was done from her journalistic experience and with, you know, just social media account and a cell phone is how she does her reporting. And, you know, she was able to affect the change of the Las Vegas timeline. And we see an article today, just posted it up on Hagman Report, that states no new information is going to be given by authorities in Las Vegas. Not that we were seeing anything come out of Vegas that was new information, but authorities put brakes on information flow in Las Vegas shooting and have stated that they might hold some kind of press conference in a few weeks as they continue their investigation. Ted, we're coming up against the break. I don't know where you want to go in the third hour, but as far as current events, I'd like to get your opinion on what we're going to see in Spain and Catalonia, as Catalonia finally declared the independence almost a month after they had the referendum vote. And many people are saying this is we could see a civil war, as the government of Spain has already cracked down on those who are going to be rebellious, they say. And they say that the people who are fighting for independence and liberty could face up to 30 years in jail, as the government issued what was equal to an executive order here for a crackdown. But we'll get into that on the other side. You're listening to the Hagman Report with Dr. Ted Brewer on this Friday edition. Don't go anywhere.
Just what kind of thriller predicts the future? In 3 days in the belly of the beast, Daniel Holdings wrote about the God Particle before CERN actually discovered the God Particle. In As the Darkness Falls, Daniel wrote about an Islamist terrorist confederacy that rose up out of Syria and declared a caliphate 3 years before ISIS was ever heard of. In his newest novel, Between the Veil, Daniel talks about a space between dimensions where supernatural beings can walk. He says that these novels are a warning from the Creator to his creation. Will war come to America? Will the world's economies collapse? Are we looking at increased earthquakes and volcanic activity? Will the United States fall into civil war? You can find all of Daniel's work at his website, danielholdings.com. That's danielholdings.com. All of these things and more are talked about in Daniel's books. To find out what's coming next, go to danielholdings.com.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.